talking CSU with the voice of the Rams, Brian Roth, on the Jim Davis Show.
And with us on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, the voice of the Rams had the call on last night's win against Nevada. Brian Roth joins us. Good morning, Brian.
Jim, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. The Rams are doing fantastic. Great win last night over the Nevada Wolfpack, 77-66 last night. Rams at one point down by 10 in that game, but come back to get the victory last night. Now a program best 16-1 with that 50-point explosion in the second half. Great win in front of the packed house at Moby last night.
Yeah, indeed it was. And, you know, I just heard you say not a lot to complain about for Ram basketball fans. It's interesting. My 6-year-old this morning, they were watching the game last night, and she goes, "Dad, did they end up winning?" I go, "Yeah." She goes, "They were down big in the first half." I go, I know. She goes, "They're always down in the first half." I'm like, "Yeah, that's right." She goes, "Yeah, they're not very good in the first half." And, like, was complaining about it. Like, what's, I was like, sweetheart, they're 16-1. It doesn't matter if you're down in the first half. It's about being up at the end of the game and winning. So it's just kind of funny. It's like, what are we complaining about here?
So your daughter, one of the Roth Ruthians, make an interesting point, but she does realize basketball, there's two halves. Right, she does. I mean, her dad being a sportscaster, it's a game of runs. There's a first half and a second half, and so it's what you do in the second half, right? That it ultimately decides a lot of things. But hey, a wise comment on her part that the Rams, yeah, they don't come out of the gate particularly strong in the first half.
That's right. The Rams are good, but not good enough in her eyes so far. They should win the first half and the second half.
She demands excellence from her CSU Rams basketball team. Got to win both halves of the basketball game.
That's right. But, you know, look, I don't know if I mentioned it to you last week, but yeah, it's pretty clear CSU is getting everybody's best shot. And, you know, I mean, CSU was one of the top teams in the league last year. But here this year, it just feels different because obviously the Rams are picked to win the conference, and you've been nationally ranked. And you just look at the energy level that teams are bringing in here and the amount of passion that they're playing with. And that's exactly what Nevada brought in last night. And not that the Rams don't meet that, because they do. I mean, CSU was ready to play last night, but Nevada was really good and kind of started to take control of that game. And CSU just did not shoot the ball well in the first half. And we all know, not only is basketball a game of runs, I mean, basketball is all about putting the ball in the hoop. And sometimes shots just don't fall. Rams shot 33% in the first half. They were just 4 of 16 from deep. And, of course, we all know the Rams are a very good three-point shooting team. And, you know, you go into halftime down 34-27, and I felt pretty good. We talked about it on our radio broadcast at halftime, saying, look, Rams are going to be fine here. They've just got to start making shots. You got to start getting buckets. And, you know, it's a Nevada team that's highly skilled. They're really, really talented. They're all Division I transfers. I mean, they got rosters littered with guys from across the nation that started their college careers at other places. But they're not a very good defensive team. I mean, they're an offensive team, give me the ball, let me score type of outfit. And so CSU had just 27 points in the first half, and you just thought to yourself, hey, there's no way Nevada sustains that. There's no way CSU shoots 33% in the second half. And, you know, lo and behold, CSU comes out, and they score 50 in the second half, and they're able to pull away down the stretch.
Brian Roth, voice of CSU Rams, the number 22 team in the nation right now, joining us on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. And look, they came out of halftime with their pants on fire. I mean, they came out playing great. It was that 12-5 run of the first 3 minutes, got the game tied up. And then I thought probably a real pivotal stretch was in the second half, Brian, where the defense stepped to the forefront. They held Nevada scoreless for over 5 minutes, and then it took over at that 12-0 run. Their defense really helped them grab the lead and finish off the win last night.
Yeah, you know, just as Nevada is not a very good defensive team, CSU is a decent defensive team. Obviously, you know, the Rams can score as well as anybody. They're the highest scoring team in the Mountain West Conference, but, you know, the Rams only give up 66 points per game, which is a pretty good number. And, you know, the defense really did take over, and I thought Nevada might have wore down. They started settling for more contested shots. They got a little impatient. All of a sudden, it got to a 3 and then a 4-point game. Then it got to a 6-point game, you know, because it was tied up with 6 minutes to go, 63 apiece. Then it got to 69-63, and I think Nevada could kind of feel it slipping away, and then really thought they started just forcing shots. And you know, credit the Rams making Nevada force shots and getting the Wolfpack into that kind of panic-type mindset. But you're right, Jim, and the defense was great. And, you know, I mean, again, 63-63 with 6 minutes to go, and the Rams closed out the game. They went on a 12-0 run. It was a 14-3 run overall to close out the game. And, you know, that's what good basketball teams do. And, you know, you're not hitting shots in the first half. You come out in the second half, and, you know, that was a back-and-forth game, 8 lead changes in the second half. But to be able to close like the Rams did, and we've seen CSU, they have the ability to close games out and put folks to bed, and that's what they did last night with Nevada.
The voice of the Colorado State Rams, Brian Roth, with us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. David Roddy, really good game, 18 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, a couple of steals. Isaiah Stevens chipped in with 16 points and 5 rebounds. And you needed guys like Kindley Moore to step up. He had 9 points because you had third-leading scorer John Tonji out. Adam Thistlewood was also out as well. So a couple of big pieces missing last night for Nico Medved, and others helped to step in and fill that void.
Yeah, it's a good thing the Rams are deep, right? I mean, you know, the Rams have not been really bitten by the injury bug yet here this year, but all of a sudden in the past week they have been. And as we've talked about on the show, the Rams do roll 10 deep, a legit 10 deep. Not that, oh, sometimes they can play 10 guys in case there's foul trouble, but no, a rotation, that is 10 deep. And, you know, there's some teams out there that can roll that, but not a lot. Not 10 with full confidence in everybody you're putting out there. And so, you know, Adam Thistlewood didn't play in the win against Air Force on Saturday. Of course, Adam's been a 3-year starter for Colorado State and not shooting the ball well this year, but one of the top 3-point shooters in the Mountain West Conference over the last 3.5 years. So he didn't play again last night. And then John Tonjay, a knee issue, didn't play last night. And, you know, Tonjay started off the season by, you know, lighting up Oral Roberts for 31. He's the third leading scorer for CSU. And all of a sudden, you miss him. So the Rams, you know, they're rolling 8 deep. But all those guys, it's not like anybody in that 8 was all of a sudden to ask to play a lot of meaningful minutes that they hadn't played earlier in the season, right? And so the depth, I think, really shined through last night in the fact, okay, you have a starter out and your sixth man out, who happens to be your third-leading scorer, that's okay. Nobody's really going into new roles. You just play without them, and you still are going with the 8 players, all of whom have a lot of game experience. And then, of course, you do have David Roddy still. You do have Isaiah Stevens still. And those two guys were really, really good, especially in the second half.
Brian Roth, voice of the CSU Rams, joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. So for the Rams coming up, it's the matchup at home at Moby this Friday with UNLV. And you look at the standings right now in the Mountain West. They're in the bottom half of the conference, 3-4, 11-9 overall. And so far, for UNLV, Bryce Hamilton, he's been their standout, almost 20 points per game. Donovan Williams at just under 14 points per game. So those are the two running Rebs that create the most problems for other basketball teams.
You know, it's interesting. UNLV, that's a program that just hasn't been able to get over the hump. And, of course, growing up, when I grew up, I still think of UNLV with those Jerry Tarkanian teams in the early 90s, right? And they used to just dominate with Larry Johnson and all those guys. We've seen UNLV be okay over the last 10-15 years, but that job as a coaching job has been a revolving door. They have Kevin Kruger now in there as the head coach. Kevin was a former player there, played for his dad, Lon Kruger, who, of course, you know, was a great college basketball coach. And they have gone the Division I transfer route as well, for the most part. And it seems like, Jim, that their lineup turns over every single year, whether it be a coach that's leaving or, you know, you get a lot of transfers in, get a lot of transfers out of UNLV. But there's been one consistent for UNLV, and you mentioned him, Bryce Hamilton. He's a guy who came there off the bat, and he is a big-time athlete and a big-time scorer. He's a guy that certainly is going to have the ability to play in the NBA. He's just that type of kid, 6'5", supremely athletic, and can score at all three levels. I mean, he is one of the best guys when he puts the ball on the hardwood that the Mountain West Conference has. So, you know, it's a UNLV team that, you know, they have struggled on the road, as they have seemingly the last decade. When stuff goes wrong on the road, they seem to fold. It's just the way that they've been. But having said that, when things are going well for UNLV, they are really hard to beat. So it'll be an interesting situation on Friday night. But, you know, the Rams' game plan would be jump out on those guys, hold Bryce Hamilton down as much as you can, and you should be able to come away with the win. I expect CSU to, you know, be a double-digit favorite going into the game on Friday night.
Rams voice Brian Roth with us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. And then on Monday, it's border war on the hardwood. You head to Laramie, take on the Wyoming Cowboys. They lost to Boise last night, which leads the league 7-0 for the Boise State Broncos. Rams at 6-1, and now Wyoming 4-1, 15-3 overall after the loss. And so that's a big matchup coming up on Monday up in Laramie. Graham Ike has been great for them. Flip that around. They've been averaging about almost 21 points per game. And then Hunter Maldonado, Colorado Springs kid, who has developed into a really nice player for the Cowboys at almost 18 points per game. Those two have led the way so far this season.
Wyoming has been the big surprise this year. And I don't think anybody thought that the Cowboys would be where they are. You mentioned they lost at Boise State last night. It was the first loss in conference play for Wyoming. They're 4-1, 15-3 overall. The other two losses were a loss to Stanford on a neutral court, which they didn't feel like they should have lost. And then they lost at Arizona. And, of course, we all know Arizona is a top-five team. But, you know, listen, Wyoming lost the freshman of the year last year, Marcus Williams, who was going to be an all-conference kid this year. He transferred to Texas A&M. And you thought to yourself, whoa, you know, that hurts. A second-year head coach in Jeff Linder that's trying to build up that program. Well, it was really addition by subtraction because, you know, he was a shoot-first point guard, was Williams. And so he goes to Texas A&M, and then it just seems like everything has just come together for Wyoming. And the chemistry seems better. The offensive flow seems better. And, you know, they're doing it with Colorado kids, which is a big deal for them up there, especially when they play, you know, CSU. You mentioned Hunter Maldonado. He's been a terrific player out of Colorado Springs. A 6'7" guy that can run the point. He can post up. He can shoot the three. Does it all. And then Graham EK, 6'9" post player. I mean, EK leading the league in scoring, second in rebounding. He's in the running for Conference Player of the Year. He was a really under-recruited kid coming out of Overland High School in Aurora, had some injury issues in high school, and I think it scared some folks off. Well, Wyoming gets him. He's fully healthy, and you know he's really, really good at 6'9" in the middle. So Wyoming's been an interesting story, a fun story. They're certainly a Mountain West Conference title contender as we sit here on, you know, whatever the date is. What is the date? January 26th?
The 26th, so, yes.
26. So, I mean, he, you know, this is a Wyoming team that has as good of a shot as CSU, as Boise State, as San Diego State to win the conference. So it'll be really fun to see those two teams match up. My only question to Craig Thompson of the Mountain West Conference, why are you putting Colorado State and Wyoming, a rivalry that spans decades upon decades, on a Monday night?
That makes sense.
It just doesn't make sense. I have no idea. They play later in the season on a Wednesday night, Jim. Come on.
Why on a Monday night? I mean, we'll be watching. You'll be there calling it, but I just like and listening. But why? Yeah, why on a Monday night? You would think with this rivalry, it would be, and as good as they both are right now, that's not a marquee day to have these two teams play against each other. Brian Roth, the CSU Rams, with us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. My colleague or former colleague, Curtis Biedelman, diehard Wyoming fan. Beedle says hi, by the way. I know it's been a while since you guys have. Yeah, he describes Jeff Linder, one-time Mesa State College Maverick, one-time Maverick guard back. He played in 95-96, then he matriculated up in Gunnison at Western. It's the battle between Nico Medved and Jeff Linder of the angry little men.
Okay.
That's worse when you're Beetle and you're
angry,
like
angry little men.
When you're like 6'6", everybody's little. I mean, I'm 6'4", and he views me as little. So we'll put it there. That's what he called the angry little men. Is Nico an angry guy? He doesn't seem like an angry guy. And I don't like to challenge anybody or question anybody on their height. I mean, come on, that's just inappropriate on the part of Curtis Biedelman.
I'll say this.
But he thinks there are a couple of very emotional guys, a couple of very emotional coaches.
Well, sure. You know, listen, Nico Medved's as genial as it gets. I mean, he is as good of a head coach as I've ever worked with in my 20 years, you know, covering Division I college athletics. He's phenomenal. But, you know, yeah, Jeff Linder's a Colorado guy. So he grew up in Lafayette. He went to Centaurus High School. Obviously, he had spent some time in the RMAC and matriculated his way up to Grand Junction. And he was a longtime Boise State assistant, then came over to UNC. And I was doing a bunch of TV games for Comcast a few years back when we were doing Big Sky packages. And so Jeff Linder was the head coach at UNC for a handful of years. And so I got to know Jeff pretty well. And when Larry Eustachy got fired from CSU, I really thought CSU should look at Linder and hire Linder. Now, I'm happy they hired Nico Medved, obviously the job he's done and whatnot. And I thought that was a good hire as well. But I thought they should look at Jeff Linder, too, because it was clear to me he was going to be a bright, bright head coach at the Division I level and did a great job at UNC. And now, in year number two, rebuilding a Wyoming program that was awful the last couple of years, and here he is, year two, and he has them competing for a Mountain West Conference championship. So two really, really good coaches. Yeah, both of them are about 5'10". But fortunately for them, it doesn't matter how tall you are when you're a coach. It matters how good you are. And certainly those two dudes can do it at a high level.
Absolutely. And once again, his words, Brian, not mine. So if this gets back to Jeff Linder, right. It gets to Nico Medved. I didn't say that. Curtis Biedelman did. And
well, let me say this. I'd rather them be a little angry and animated than just completely passive and a dead fish on the sideline. So
total agreement with you on that. Yes. And today, Beadle and I record our Davis and Beadle podcast. And I know we'll be talking about Monday's matchup between the Cowboys and the Rams for our podcast. You can get that at our website, theteam1340.com. All right, Brian, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
All right. Sounds good. See ya.
Right. Brian Roth, voice of CSU Rams. Once again, his words, not mine.